As Sir Paul McCartney once sang, side by side, hand in hand, we all stand together. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You and I, you got me.
Welcome to episode 54 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, one of your hosts, and sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
I feel like my headset, I didn't have it, I had the cord like behind me.
Like it was like a mullet? Like
yeah, it was a mullet.
It was like a mullet. No, not a mullet.
A skullet?
No.
Because I'm bald? Is that what you're saying?
No, the tail. The tail.
Oh, a rat tail?
A rat tail, yeah.
I used to have one of those, too, I think, when I was young.
So did my brother.
Back when I had hair.
Yep.
Now,
so did my brother.
Not so much.
Nope.
Although, you know, at one point you did point out hairy back.
Yeah.
You know, on air, which is
right.
Great. And we did learn recently that my mom and dad's new neighbors are the inventor of the back blade.
Right, exactly. So we got to try that out.
Well, I was thinking about that or sponsorship for the program.
There
we should
go.
Hit them.
Do you
want to? You want to give us like, you know, $10 an episode?
We'll promote your hairy back removal thingy.
Yeah, the back blade.
The back blade. That'd be pretty funny.
There could be YouTube videos involved.
Oh, no one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
I've seen that thing like
I've
like
never
a
seen
lot
it
on the social media. Well, you're not.
I don't have a hairy back.
Well, nobody knew really. I mean, I wear a shirt right. Unless I'm at home.
But you're Italian. Most Italians are.
It's not like it's not as hairy as my chest. So
yeah, that's true.
I'm not full on Wookiee.
No, you're not. You're not.
Oh man, what a great start to the show. This is a fitness
awesome.
Podcast.
This is awesome.
I think
we're talking
right?
about hairy backs. You brought it up this time. Just want to. Point
I did
out.
Because I think that's just kind of an interesting person to just randomly move in near my parents. You know, be in the neighborhood.
That is weird.
So
that is weird.
All right. Well, let's jump in with the FMC Rewind.
Wait. What's in that bottle?
Oh, we're not drinking.
I know, but we still have to tell people.
Oh.
They wonder. They're curious. They're like on the edge of their sleep.
On the sleep?
They're asleep too, probably.
They do probably use this as... Well, there's an entire podcast that like the guy's purpose is to put you to
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, you used to listen to that before bed.
yeah, it was good. And we should just recommend that also for people with this one.
It was like good for you. It was annoying for me because... And now, like the way he talked, because he would talk and
monotone.
Like, monotone. And so I could hear it a little bit and it was just like, okay, this guy's voice is annoying me. I'm glad you don't do that anymore.
Well, I would not want to annoy you any more than I do naturally.
Right.
I don't need help in that department. So we're not drinking tonight.
No,
although I did think about it.
Yeah.
But I just didn't, I feel like it, but not.
Yeah.
So I just decided let's skip it. But I do see one in our future tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, we don't have anything going on tomorrow. Like, we're kind of home alone.
Right.
So.
Right. And my.
Well, we're not alone. We have one kid with us tomorrow night.
Right. The other two are upstairs somewhere. Well, all three are upstairs right now.
Yeah, let's make sure. We know where all three of the kids are at this moment in time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about tomorrow. Maybe I have some ideas of some things I'd like to try. So,
we'll
it just won't be on air.
No, but we'll post, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
All right. Well, let's jump in then. You know, we've had some traveling. Most of this episode is going to be a race recap.
Okay, so I want to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the race.
That'll just be most of the episode. Really, right. What we've got, all we've got on the agenda to get through
the next 35 minutes, because I feel like we've wasted about 10 minutes talking about back hair and not drinking wine.
About 4.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, there's going to be music. It's going to be music in there, too, so it could be 5. But is the views from the couch?
Views from the couch. So because we were traveling, since we last recorded, I wasn't watching much. And then we both were busy. Obviously, we got back on Tuesday. So Wednesday, I didn't turn on the TV at all.
I'm not sure that I could say that about you since we've been together.
Like, TV did not, and even that night, so it was Halloween. So I went over to Michaela's school and we did trunk or treat with her. And so she was dressed as Belle. And so I did a whole Beauty and the Beast ballroom theme on the back of our car.
If anybody wants to see those, you did put them on the social
media. I did put them on the social media.
Not on FMC, but on your personal page.
Yes,
right?
On my personal page. And
did
so,
you put them on Instagram?
No, I didn't. I can do that. Interesting. I can do that. I don't know. I go straight to the Facebook.
But if you put it on Instagram, and then you could just...
But then I can't tag you on Facebook. Then I have to go to Facebook and tag you on Facebook to have you show up. So it's like an extra step. I mean, it takes like a whole 5 extra seconds. I mean...
Well, it'd be faster than posting on each one separately, though.
True. Very true. So I had that in the morning, and then I had to work, obviously, a little bit on that day. And then, you know, I took Michaela trick-or-treating. So, like, I was on the phone with people. That night, your mom came over. Michaela was in her Halloween costume. And so we didn't even turn the TV on that night either. Like, it was a total, for me, it was no TV until I went to bed that night. So it was kind of an odd day. So I did catch up. Yesterday, I watched a little more. I got my Gilmore Girl fix in because I was kind of jonesing for my Gilmore Girls. Got my Gilmore Girls fixed. And then today I just binged my Bravo TV. I binged it. I got 2 Shaws of Sunset. I got Real Housewives OC. So the Real Housewives OC, they're in Orange County. They are in Jamaica for their, like, remember I told you, everyone goes on trips, right? And so they went to Jamaica and they did this really cool walking up this, it's like a waterfall. Like, they got to walk up the waterfall and stuff. And so it was kind of humorous to see these women wearing these inappropriate bathing suits for walking up a waterfall. Like, their parts kept on falling out.
Was TLC's Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls playing at the
it
same
was.
Time?
It was. It was amazing to have that playing in the background. You know, actually did a hologram. Well, they had the 2 and then a hologram of the 3rd, you know? So it was pretty, you know, kind of weird in that respect because it was like, why are they here? I don't understand. They're not even on the show. But so that was pretty funny. But it looked really cool. So Lynn and I were talking. She's like, yeah, I would never, because she's been to Jamaica a couple times. I've never been there. And I'm like, I would totally do that. Walk up a waterfall? Why wouldn't you? I mean,
probably the only reason I would go to Jamaica.
To walk up a waterfall, right?
Yeah, I have no desire.
Well, you don't have desire on any beach type.
Yeah, not my thing.
Vacation. So
mountains. Now we're talking.
Mountains, of course. Well, so Real Housewives of Dallas. No. Dallas? Dallas, yes. Real Housewives of Dallas. They're going to Copenhagen for their trip. That'd be cool. I'd go there.
Sure. I'll go to Copenhagen.
You go to Copenhagen. You go there. So they just left for the trip, so I have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be drunk and fighting and all that wonderful stuff. So
what's Copenhagen famous for? Like, why are they
choosing Copenhagen? One of the wives is, her family's from there, and so she's going to reconnect with her family.
Mm.
Yeah, so it has a purpose. And it was funny because, like, here's all these women and, like, they're upgrading to first class and stuff. And it's like, it's an extra $1,200. They're like, okay. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I wish. And, like, one of the women had a vow renewal. And the husband bought a new, like, a ring for her. And I think it was, like, $20,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I just, even if we had that money, I would, like, slap you to spend that much money on a piece of jewelry.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. So... So, yeah, so
I don't want to spend that on a car. So,
so I feel that was the Jamaica OC was pretty funny, though. I mean, like, these women, they just drink hard. and then fight and then make up the next day.
Well, that's their script, right? Yeah. I mean, that's like the thing.
But the OC, I feel like the OC Housewives, they drink the most, I think.
Are they the OGs?
They're the OGs.
Well, they got to show the newbies how it's done.
They're the OGs. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing. So, yeah, so that's
there's
my
no,
piece.
You know, no Real Housewives of Pittsburgh or anything?
No.
Not yet.
But I have seen because, you know, I follow them all on, you know, the different social medias. They now have, like, you can get a mug with Real Housewives and then put your city on it. So we could make...
Of Woodridge?
Of Woodridge, yep. Real Housewives of Woodridge. That'd be pretty boring.
So. I don't know. You don't know what's going on behind closed
true.
Doors around here.
This is true. This is true. So, yeah.
There's
so.
At least one podcast in a basement.
Yeah. So I need to catch up on my TLC shows because those are the 90 Day Fiancé ones. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. That's next week, though.
Oh, well, I will make sure to work downstairs.
Yes.
Or be at the store or whatever.
Yeah. And just like as far as anyone, I have not, since the mountain, I have not run since, in case anyone's wondering.
Oh, no. I mean, that was going to be, we'll get back to that.
Right.
So we might as well just start really.
Well, what about you?
On our.
Because you really. Your whole training is basically the mountain. And
but I want to talk about that race, and then we could talk about what has happened since, right?
Yes.
So we traveled on Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the race was on Saturday.
Yes.
And really pretty smooth trip.
Yeah.
Overall.
We were concerned about, you know, you have to sit in the aisle, and we didn't have Michaela to board early, so there was because we flew Southwest, so there was a concern, but... We got the aisle seat fairly in the middle of the plane.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It worked out perfectly fine.
Yeah, it was good.
Full flight.
Full
lot,
flight.
A lot of people going to the Pittsburgh.
Yeah, who knew? who knew?
And then we're driving in.
Yep, we drove up to Seven Springs.
The Seven Springs Resort for the next day's race. Mm-hmm. And as we're driving in, we're seeing the hills. And
yeah.
Which we would call mountains. I'm pretty sure they call them hills.
They're not mountains. I mean.
I don't know. They look like mountains to me.
They look like mountains, man. I would think most people would call them mountains. Like, isn't that like on the, like, aren't they in one of the mountain ranges over there at all? Is there not?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know
either. I didn't look up the topography of the region.
Okay.
I just know that.
They're mountains.
You can call them hills. You can call them mountains, whatever you want to call them. They're way bigger than whatever we have here.
Yes, they are.
So it's raining off and on, drizzling rain and then big rain. And,
cold.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
Both of us a little concerned about the next day. And the resort was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. They had a dog show going on at the same time.
They did. Of English setters.
Yes.
Which
English setters.
I don't know much. They look similar to Irish setters.
Yeah.
But they look a little smaller.
Maybe
a little more regal.
Like their faces aren't as Irish setters, I always feel like they have like longer faces, and it feels like the English are a little bit shorter, maybe nose. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But they're pretty dogs, and they're all very well behaved.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any barking.
Early in the morning when I went down early, there was a lot going on.
You were up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so.
I was. But that night, Friday night, they had a decent restaurant right in the resort.
Yep.
And we decided just to eat there. Mm-hmm. And they had an all-you-can-eat seafood.
Yeah.
And many other things buffet.
Yeah.
There was everything.
Anything you can possibly imagine was there, including all the desserts they had there as well.
Yeah. Big salad bar, soups.
The salad bar was nice, too.
The salad bar was really
good. The bread
good.
With the butter.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
They're good brother.
Yeah, so.
So, obviously.
We weren't NSNG at all.
We were not NSNG for that day.
Well, spoiler alert.
For the entire trip, pretty much.
That's okay, though.
We're all good.
We kind of knew what we were getting ourselves
into.
We
made choices. Like, we knew. Yeah. Like, there were some times we're like, no, we don't need to eat that bun. Like, you know.
Yeah.
We made choices. But, yeah. But the seafood buffet was great. So, they had crab legs, which I loved. I was all over that. And the shrimp and oysters and. I went all seafood. I think I had one piece of meat. Oh, and the mac and cheese they had there was really good,
too. That caprese.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Yeah, that was great. I think I don't eat a lot of seafood to begin with, so right. I wasn't about to eat a bunch of it the night before a race.
No.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of the shrimps.
Of the shrimps. And an oyster. You had an oyster.
I had an oyster.
Too.
Although the oyster didn't have any of the liquor.
Yeah,
it was like almost dry.
Yeah, it was
like,
all dry. Yeah, they had no liquor in the oysters.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
And the meat carving station, the tenderloin was really good. I did eat a little bit of pasta.
Yeah.
With some butter and garlic. You know, I took in the carbs and then I ate one of each pie. Not an entire pie.
No. This is a slice. That's a slice of each of the types.
And not even a full slice of each pie.
No.
I wasn't completely psycho.
I went with the orangicle cheesecake.
Yeah.
Like it tasted like an orangicle. Is that
orangicle?
Orangicle. That's it. Orangicle. Orangicle.
I need to learn how to like really edit and get all your mispronunciations like into a
little blurb.
Well,
do a YouTube video of it or something. Right. Mashup.
Or use it to like really screw with people who are trying to learn English.
That'd be funny. Yeah. The cheesecake. That was good, though.
Or maybe like even sound effects off the computer. Like I should hook the computer in for some sound effects.
I don't think that would end well.
Be the end of the podcast.
Probably. But I do miss it up a lot. So, yeah. But it was good.
It was
a great, great dinner. And then we just kind of like we had an early dinner because we got in like. We landed at an odd, you know, it was like after lunch and we didn't really want to eat lunch and we just want to get to the resort. So kind of had an early dinner and then we just kind of went back to the room and you read and I knitted and we just had a relaxing night before the race. It was.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to get sleep. Because I knew I would wake up early. I've got a ritual of having a cup of coffee, you know, early, cup of coffee or two. The problem was nothing was open. So
yeah.
In the resort, like I thought, okay, well, they'll have something open or they'll have a machine.
Right.
But all there was the single serve Keurig in the room. Well, that's not enough.
Yeah. But they did have two. So you're able to have two coffees.
Yeah.
I didn't have any coffee. And that's my thing. I usually don't eat or drink anything. Maybe I'll drink water, but I usually don't drink anything before my race, even though I've only done one, but still, even before I go out at
right.
all.
Well, I went, okay, so then we got rest, we got up the next day, started the routine. We did go down to the breakfast, and the breakfast looked really good.
It was.
I only had a little bit of stuff.
Right.
I didn't want to eat too much, and I was fine.
Yeah.
I don't really eat a lot before races anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I had like a Danish or something.
Yeah, you had some toast maybe or something.
Yeah, a piece. Oh, that's what I did have a piece of toast.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what you had. But at this point, like I dressed to do the race, but I was not 100% committed to doing the race because it was cold and raining outside.
It was nasty.
It was ugly.
As I was sitting, I was reading Scott Jurek's latest book, North, where he's on the Appalachian Trail, him and his wife. And his wife is crewing him, so meeting at each of these stops. And the book was written in a really interesting way where he'll talk about his experience and then there'll be like a little asterisk or whatever. And then it jumps in and Jenny, his wife, talks about her view of the same time frame.
Oh, that's cool.
Where they're feeling the same things, feeling different things, him not understanding where things... Like, he was doing it with aggravator. She would talk about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes he would know, sometimes he wouldn't.
Yeah.
The things that they highlighted, it was really kind of surprising, to me, surprisingly well done. And, like, she's great. I mean, she's definitely got him in line.
That's awesome.
So, I was reading that, and it's pouring rain.
Well, even at breakfast, like, we could hear the rain on the roof of the restaurant.
Yeah.
The lodge,
it was really pouring rain.
Yeah.
And so everybody, not all the staff knew there was a race going on. Actually, very little of the staff knew there was a race going on and you're dressed like a runner, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have like base layer, like tights or
right.
runner's tights. I just had pants. Like,
right.
And I was not going to wear them.
Yeah.
But it was too cold.
You had to.
And so, I mean, I found a piece of running gear that I don't have, probably, mm-hmm. that I should get. And I probably need them for winter anyway.
Yeah.
But as a fat guy, you don't like putting on things like that. So with everybody on the staff, though, when you would tell them, even from the night before, you would say anything, they're like, oh,
yeah,
it's going to be muddy. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be muddy.
Yeah.
So at this point, you're still not sure.
No.
And then we get the text from Karen and Lloyd.
Yeah.
Our last week's guest, Karen Clark, and, uh-huh. and her husband, Lloyd. And they're there. Like, we're meeting up with them. Sorry. Italian talking hit his computer. And so we go to meet up with them. We go to get our bibs and meet up with them. And what does Karen say to you?
She's like, if it was me, I wouldn't do it. She's like, she just looked at me because I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And she's like, if it was me, I wouldn't do it. And then she said that if it wasn't for us, like being there, they weren't going to come. Like, she's like, I would have bowed out of this. She's like, this is ugly. It's just cold and rainy and it's going to be muddy as all heck. And so I was like, seriously? I'm like, you do this all the time. Like, this is what she does, right? She runs these hills. She runs trails. You know, it's kind of funny. And then she's like, yeah, if I was you, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
She's like, I commend you for doing it. I mean, that's what she said. So it was pretty funny. I was like, yep, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So we pin
on. Everyone was like, oh, there's only a 40% chance that Gretchen's going to do it. So then I had to kind of prove. They used the reverse. I know they were using reverse psychology on me, I'm sure. So
I think Kevin and Andy had it down at like 15, 20%.
I know. So I had to prove them wrong.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we get our bibs on.
Yep.
Go out to the start and it's cold and it's raining.
Yes.
And they sing the national anthem and we are milling about getting ready to go. And I'm just standing there, and then Karen and Lloyd are talking, and there's like a kiss and a great big hug, and then you can kind of see
between you and Lloyd or Karen and Lloyd.
This is a beautiful moment, and you're trying to make a joke out of it. It's super inappropriate. So Karen and Lloyd have this moment, and then she just like they kind of separate for just a half a second, and then like a bigger hug ensues.
Yeah.
And you could see Karen tearing up and she just turns to me and says, it's been a rough 12 months.
Yeah.
But that moment, like I would have paid to fly there just to witness that moment. Like it was so beautiful and raw. And it was just really kind of a cool way to see all the stuff that she's overcoming, right? With her cancer diagnosis that she brought up, you know, in the episode last week.
Right.
And she's out there running and it's not easy. Right.
No.
And she's out there in miserable conditions. But given all that she's gone through, what's a little rain and mud?
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
The cold, maybe that cold could be. That was pretty biting at times.
Yes, it was.
So the race starts and I really want to pick it up where you run your race. I want you to kind of recap your race.
Oh, okay.
Because we go off and we're going to go up. Kind of the first hill, the first kind of part of the course is the same.
Okay.
And then we turn off left and you turn off to the right.
Yes.
After up like this first little incline and and turn.
Yes.
But you're like a little bit behind.
Yeah. So
like they're waiting
started,
a few minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
We started about 10 minutes after you guys. We could have started 2 minutes after you and would have been just fine. Because there was probably about 50 people that ran the 5K, I want to say.
I don't know how many. I didn't look at the results to see how many ran us. But
You looked at mine, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was like 50 or something like that.
Somewhere in there.
I was at the end. But we're all standing out there and we're freezing because we watched, you know, the half and the marathon or start. You know, we were all out there. And I was kind of like, okay, let's do this. And they're like, all right, we're going to get you guys started after this next song. And we're like, seriously? And it's like the longest song in the world. I think it was the Eye of Tiger. And I'm like, okay, so they're trying to pump us up. That's great. But we all want to just start the race. Like, you guys are gone. Like, we can't see you anymore. So seriously, start us. We're not going to catch them. We're 5Kers here, people. We're not going to catch them. Like, most of these guys were.
Your course crossed ours, just so you know. Your course crossed our course. We got caught.
Well, yeah, we caught. Yeah, we. What do you mean? I'm sorry.
We were being passed by 5K runners, like
at the first
like
hill?
where it recrosses, like
right. Yeah, we were. Yeah, well, I ran into the. But you guys had already gone off like an extra like mile or two.
I know, but
we came back together.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I think it would have been a mess. Just kind of given the conditions, I think it would have been. I think they did the right thing.
Yeah.
I know it stunk standing
maybe,
there.
Maybe, yeah. So anyway, so they finally, you know, they start us off and everyone just like is a bat out of hell, right? Everyone starts. And I'm like, no, I knew that, you know, I'm seeing the ski slope. I'm like, and Karen's like, yeah, we're going up that. I'm like, okay, well then I'm going to run my race. And so I'm getting passed by everyone. And I'm like, am I going to be the last person to finish this race? I'm like, I cannot be last. Like, I don't mind being at the end, but I cannot be literally the last person. And so I look behind myself. I'm like, okay, there's some people that were just walking. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I will be 48 out of 50, but I won't be 50 because I'm like, I guess that would just be hard on me. So we start off. And so I ran the first like half mile essentially till we get to the base of the first incline. And for us, you know, like, so I knew the incline was there and it was an incline. It's a mountain. And I stopped and I started walking, but I did a fast walk. Like I wasn't doing my stroll. I did a fast walk. And at that point, everyone that was a bat out of hell, they're like, oh, this isn't a good idea. And so I started passing people at that point. We went uphill. Like we did not get a break until mile two, maybe even I think it was like mile two. Like it was uphill for 1.5 miles nonstop. And it was, and I'm like, okay, at this turn, we're going to stop. And it's like, you think you're getting, you know, it's going to be flat, but it's not. It's the false flat. It's still inclining, inclining. And then it didn't finally get flat until where we crossed over with you guys again. And so then you're like, you're trying to run, but it was a single trail. So, right. And you know, I feel bad that I'm walking and there's these guys that are trying to do the marathon and they're running. So I'm trying to stay as far over as I could, but it was so muddy. I mean, at this point I'm walking in puddles in my shoes because I've stepped in mud and it's in my socks. And I'm thinking this is just an awesome way to spend my Saturday. I'm like, why am I doing this? And, but whenever it was flat, I would try to run. But I just kept on, it wasn't flat. I mean, it just wasn't. And so finally we get to about 2.5 miles and we get, you guys go off to finish and then we go right again. And I asked the guy, I'm like, okay, we have to be going down now because I know like I only have like 0.6 miles left. I'm like, we have to be doing we have to descend eventually. And he's like, yeah, you're there. And I'm like, okay. So it's like slight little uphill. And then we start running and we're running along a lake at the top of this ski slope. And I'm looking on the left side is a lake or a pond. And the right hand side, it's, you know, like just straight down. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, why am I up here? Like, I can drown or fall off a mountain at this point in time. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
And it's like super foggy over the lake.
And it's so foggy. I'm like, this is crazy. So, you know, I was at this point, you know, I was running by myself and it was lonely. I'm not going to lie. It was lonely by myself and everyone had like somebody else. Like there was really, it was very rare that you saw a single person. And so in front of me was this couple and every once in a while they'd hold hands. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
They finished right in front of you.
They finished right in front of me. Yeah. And then like another woman eventually, like I caught up with her. So like we all finished at the same time. So once you got past the, you know, the lake and the ridge, then it was you started your descent and it was downhill. Like,
well, you went up all that way, you had to come down it,
and it was downhill. So we went up fast and we went down even faster. So everyone's like, I was like, oh, I can run down the hill. I'm like, I can't. Like, it was so treacherous. Like, I was afraid that I was going to lose momentum and just end up tumbling down the hill. So, but you know, I finished it. So it was, you know, the 5K, and I did it in 52.
Yeah, I've got all the results in front of me. I looked at
them. Yeah, I was at 52 something.
Yeah, 52:27.
So I finished this 10 minutes slower, essentially about 10 minutes slower than my 5K. So I was pretty happy with that. Because I was like, if I finish this like in an hour and a half, I was going to be, because it was so much incline. So the fact that I finished it, you know, I was only 10 minutes slower than when I was running at the Arboretum, which had what we call hills, right? I was pretty proud of my results.
You should be. I mean, and so there was 83 people in that race.
That actually started?
There's 83 finishers.
Wow. It did not seem like that many.
You were 71st.
Okay. I knew I was in the back. I didn't know that. It didn't seem like there was that many people that ran. But at one point, I think there were some late starters because, like,
there
people,
were.
They, like, started off after us and, like, they were running past me. I'm like, oh, you suck. I'm like, what are you doing here? Right. So,
well, but, yeah. I mean, there was people that were pretty fast. I mean, that ran that race. So,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So I was just looking at how many half marathon finishers. 197. I didn't realize there was that many.
It didn't seem like there was that many.
Well, and plus that doesn't take into account the marathon, but I think the marathon had very few finishers. Marathon had 28. So I think a lot of people cut back.
Yeah, because I
mean. And did the half.
When I was waiting for you guys to finish, you know, I'm sitting there and I saw like, so it was at like the 3 hour mark for you guys. And I saw a guy run past and continue, like he was about to do his second loop. And I was like, oh, that poor bastard. I'm like, you know what's ahead of you. And now you got it. And you just took you 3 hours to do that. And now you're going to be out there for another 3 hours.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, I mean, I'm super proud that you did it at all.
Yeah.
And your time's great. But it also goes to show that you can do, you know, like continuously running is great as you get more and more into it. But walk run for a lot of us is better. Like you're actually faster. My guess is if you took away the elevation, you were probably faster this time.
Yeah.
Without much lead up training because you haven't been training much.
No.
But you were probably because it was like over 525 feet of elevation.
Yeah. For me. And it was like all at the beginning.
Right.
It was in a span of like 2 miles.
Right.
It was crazy. Like they could, you know, pace it a little bit, but whatever.
It's just not the way the terrain is.
So, yeah.
So our goes off. I mean, we're up that same, you know, kind of section of hill to start the race. And I don't know if it's, you know, I'm fine. Like nothing's going to bother me. I'm feeling like it's. Yeah. So what if it's cold? So what if it's raining? So what if it's muddy? This is trail running, and I'm kind of getting some of the worst elements kind of all together. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of windy at times. And
yeah.
I mean, it was an interesting race, right? Even just to start. So we're going up, we go up the hill, and we've got to go across a field. And I can't remember if this is before or after we split. I think it's after, but you'll be able to tell me. But you had to go across a field that was basically sod that looked solid, but it wasn't.
Well, after we split, I was running through people's backyards.
Okay, so I don't think you got this.
No. I mean, it was pretty soddy type, but we were running through people's backyards.
Well, if this was somebody's backyard, I don't know. Like, it could have been.
Yeah.
But
so I think this
I was more looking at Karen. So Karen's kind of either right next to me or just in front of me, and I'm trying to kind of follow in her footsteps, more or less, which is difficult because she's about 100 pounds less than me. And weight, and she's much lighter on her feet and has done this many times, right? So you could see the people who run this stuff all the time and the people who didn't just by their footwork. It was pretty amazing, and I noticed it right away. But this is maybe a mile and a half into the race or whatever, and I step down where I've watched other people kind of go over it. It just goes, I just sink. And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm in a mud puddle.
Yeah.
Like it's not just water, it's mud.
Yeah.
So I've got mud now caked on the bottom of both pant legs because both feet go down.
Yeah.
And into my shoes.
Yep.
And I've got these Gore-Tex shoes on, so they don't drain well.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, you know, I think the mud kind of got on the pants more than it did down the shoe, and it was just the water that more got in the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a moment, and Karen knew it and said to herself, I'm just going to let him have his moment, basically. And I was, you've got to be bleeping kidding me, was kind of my first reaction, because I'm not that far into this thing. I don't have any experience with this. I have no idea how my, like my pre-race preparation to like prevent blisters is going to hold up. I've never had to do this, right?
Yeah.
I've never run a race in the rain.
Yeah.
So I was not happy at that moment. And I took a few more steps, and within, I would say, less than a minute, I was fine. I was back to, well, you know, this isn't bad. And I actually thought about my 10 junk miles obsession with Scott Coomer. He has this moment, I don't know if it was about a year ago or so, where when something unpleasant happened to him, he started thinking, huh, that's interesting. And so I tried to kind of take that tack, right? Like, okay, I've never experienced this before. That's interesting. So let's just keep moving. And within a minute, I was fine. And I mean, I smiled most of this race.
Yeah.
Unless I was concentrating, I was pretty happy. So we're going along, and it's some uphill. And then there's some, you know, aid stations every couple of miles. And we would stop and grab a cup of water. Karen and I are running together. She's just awesome, not leaving me alone. And Lloyd, you know, kind of goes ahead of us. And not a lot happens for a little while. And but throughout, like when we would get to some like single track or something, Karen's like coaching me while we're going, like, hey, here's what you want to look out for with trees and roots and, you know, watch it on the rocks. And here's how you can kind of get through the mud. And I mean, it was great because she's awesome. She's just coaching me along, and it's taking a long time, though.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's so darn muddy, and I don't know how to like accelerate in this stuff and keep my footing. And I, if we recall that week, I had done a little bit of damage to the ankle, so I didn't want to take any risks given that I need to marathon train.
Right.
So we get up to a point where it's kind of flat for a while, and you know, it's not bad. But there's almost every piece of the race, there's something going on because of the rain, the wind, the mud. So there wasn't a lot of break, I guess, is the point.
Right.
So here's a good example. So we get to the point where you end up at the old airstrip. This is about mile 5 going to mile 6. And you run up the airstrip, which looks like it's flat. It's not. It's uphill the entire way, just enough to hurt a flatlander.
Right.
So I'm trying to go, and I'm, you know, needing to do a little bit more walking than I thought I would have to, but whatever. Right. Yeah. And so then I see like runners kind of running back towards us. So you go way down the tarmac, and then you kind of loop back around. So we get to see Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
And I had a lot of firsts in this race, right? My first race where it's on a trail. It's my first race where there's big hills. My first race in the rain. And it's also the first race where a dude kissed me. So Lloyd stops, kisses Karen, and kisses me on the cheek, and he runs along. So, you know, a lot of firsts going on. And we get through that, and I'm like, okay, this is all right. And then we kind of go into the woods, and they say that it's going to be loose gravel. Their loose gravel and our loose gravel a little bit different. It was maybe that way most of the time, but now it's muddy.
Yeah,
everything was just muddy. And then we started on a descent of single track.
Yeah,
and that was treacherous.
Yeah,
absolutely treacherous. So you go downhill and you kind of hike back up a little bit, and then you go back downhill around mile 8. And at this point, there is a kind of steep drop on a couple of parts of this path. One that I kind of come up, like I watched Karen bound down she kind of stops a little bit, but it's more of a hesitation,
mm-hmm.
Gets her footing, kind of bounds down. And I look at it and I'm like, whoa, like this is a couple of feet down and mm-hmm. there's no footing at this point and it's muddy. And so I take a second and, I can't remember if she, I think she might've like lent her hand for a second just so I felt like I was steady. And there was some women we had just passed that were definitely, we're going to need some help to get down this. Right.
Yeah.
And so I, get down and I stop and I wait for them and lend them a hand to get over and then get up the next like little incline.
Yeah.
Cause it was kind of like this down up. There's like a little, I don't know if it's a service road or something right. in between, but it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But I got to do the trail runner thing. Like I'm not winning that race. I don't care about my time. I know right. I'm slow for me right now, but the conditions are one that I've never experienced. I'm going to help them.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to people like I'm plugging the podcast and I'm talking to people and it's fun. So we get down that, we get down this downhill and then it kind of levels out. And then there's an aid station and then an uphill. And I look at it and I'm like, wow, that's big. It made our first hill look like a bunny hop. Like it was nothing. Like this one was brutal.
Yeah.
The grade of it was just unbelievable. Now we're on our third of these big climbs.
Right.
And it's mile 10.
Yeah.
And I had to walk. And there's nothing I could do about it. And right. I mean, I didn't stop, but I'm huffing and puffing. It was like a 23-minute mile. It really took me a long time. And three younger people passed me that we had passed like a little way down. And Karen had bounded up and like waited. And she might have gone up and down a few. I don't know what she was doing. But I think she was waiting for me. And I could probably hear her like in my mind's eye that she wasn't real happy we were getting passed.
No.
And I wasn't
like,
either.
She doesn't like getting passed.
And I wasn't real happy about it either. And I tried to respond. I just felt like I was walking in place. Like I was out of breath. It was a rough climb.
Yeah.
And it was very long. So very pitched. I think that climb alone was really close to 500 feet.
Yeah.
So we get up there, though, and then it flattens out finally. And you get a little bit of downhill, but it's really kind of more like quick downhill, flat. And then it went around that lake, kind of. And then you end up basically where you finished too, right?
Right.
Like we finished at the same
yeah.
spot.
Yep.
So you get to this downhill, and I was thinking, okay, I got to go. I want to get down this hill. I want to have some fun. And I couldn't get my footing. So
it was really slippery and treacherous.
At the same time, though, Karen's bounded down. She's fine, right? At the same time, though, I can hear two women behind me that had been near us for most mm-hmm. of the race. I could hear them coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had more experience on the trail, like when I watched them. And so I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to let them catch us.
If you got passed again, Karen probably would have just left you.
She might have pushed me down.
Yeah.
I did not want to. So, I mean, but at this point, like I am soaked. Like what I didn't say throughout this entire race, like it rained.
Yeah.
Off and on. And it was, I mean, hard rain off and on. It was drizzling almost the entire time. Even in the canopy of the trees that you're getting rain on, like mm-hmm. it's just water. I'm drenched.
Yep.
And I'm going down this hill, but they are not going to pass me. Just not going to happen. So we get down the hill and then Karen graciously lets me cross the finish line. And it took very, very long. 3 hours and 23 minutes, 59 seconds officially for me. So 3 hours, 24 minutes. And my finish time. Let me keep scrolling. Oh, no, got to keep scrolling. No, still scrolling. I am in 165th place out of 197. So there was somebody, there were people out there more than an hour longer.
That's, wow. Can't imagine.
Then we were out there. And it was great. So I mean, but I smiled the entire time, and
yeah,
there was no more mud in terms of like stepping in mud and getting like your feet soaked. Your feet were just wet because it's raining constantly.
Yeah.
And, but it was so slippery. Those single track downhills.
Yeah.
They were just mud.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't get my footing to go. I would have been gingerly going down them anyway. But I mean, I honestly think the conditions probably cost me half an hour.
Yeah.
And the race is short. It's like 12.5 or 12.8, something
yeah,
like that.
My runkeeper said that I only did 3 miles. I was short 0.1.
Yeah, I never know in the trees and stuff how right. accurate it is. But, you know, look, for me, it wasn't about the time. I climbed 1,800 feet, give or take.
Yep.
I finished the race. I felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
Took a shower, got on the road.
Yeah.
Stopped at a pie shop. So that part was great. I mean, you and Lloyd were down there to greet us, some good pictures.
Yeah.
We posted, you know, there was something going on while we were
on the trail
that we didn't know about. And how long before we finished did you start hearing from people?
10 minutes before. 10 or 15 minutes before was when Vanessa called, and then your dad called like as you were finishing. So
yeah. So we've got family starting to get concerned with the shooting that happened at Pittsburgh, which is one of the reasons for our opening quote.
Yep.
You know, it didn't really sink in
right.
for me until later when we kind of read more about it.
Well, and like a part of us is like, you know, we're in Chicago and you kind of get desensitized from the shootings in general, you know, and then when we learn that it was at a synagogue inside the synagogue, you know, then it's like, come on, you know, like in Chicago, people shoot, but I can't remember like shooting within one of the places of worship. That just doesn't seem to happen. So
yeah, well,
that
I mean,
is just,
and to be clear, we don't want to be desensitized.
No, we don't.
We don't like any of this.
No.
It's disgusting, yep. and it's not worth anybody's life, you know, whether it's on a street corner
right.
Or it's in a place of worship. They're all horrible. But when it's in a place of worship, it is, to me, just, I don't know. It really impacted me personally. It didn't take away from the race, but I couldn't write a race recap. I've got one started that's not really a recap. And I might finish it. It just really bothered me.
Yeah.
And it should. I mean, that was just terrible. And I also the fact that we did learn before Karen and Lloyd left that it was in their neighborhood or close
yeah.
to them in Squirrel Hill,
mm-hmm.
which is where they live. And when we had dinner with them later that night, we got a lot more about that.
Right.
But the city, you know, we enjoyed the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was a great time.
The Steelers did a great job with a moment of silence for mm-hmm. The victims of that terrible shooting. And you could hear a pin drop in that stadium. And
yeah.
it was like a college stadium in many ways in terms of how rowdy and into the game that they are.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
but when it was time for that, they were on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the crux of what happened. I mean, it was fun. I can't wait to do another one. I can't wait to do a long one. Ultras are going to be calling me very, very soon. I've got my eye on one in particular next year. So but first, in the words of Julie Chen, or wait, what's she? Julie Moonves.
Moonves.
But first, I've got to get through a marathon.
You have to do your marathon. Yep.
Right.
That's why next.
I didn't want to sacrifice that training. So
yeah.
I wasn't going to do anything stupid on that trail. It is nice, though, to read the race, you know, like the results have like a weather like cold and rain.
Yeah, it was.
A muddy mess.
It was a muddy mess.
So, yeah.
That is true. That is true.
And, you know, the rest of the time in Pittsburgh was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Our quads and hips, like, we were feeling, I mean.
Those first 2 days, especially.
Yeah, I was feeling, you know, in my my calves and stuff, just because of, you know, you're just not used to, you know, the uphill and down, mostly the downhill. It was going down this, like, going upstairs, no problem. But going down the stairs, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Well, you haven't run since. And Andy had two runs so far on the schedule, which I've done, but my legs feel heavy still. Yeah. I feel fatigued still. So the one thing that I learned out of this is I need to do this more strength training. That's just, I don't have a choice to get through this marathon. So I've got a little schedule I've drawn up starting next week, and I got to tackle this. So I've got to treat it just like my running.
Well, I've washed my shoes now 6 times.
6?
Yeah, because I washed them with yours again.
Well, I thought you had done it twice and then mine twice.
3, 5, 5 times. 5 times. I washed my shoes 3 times before yours. And so then I washed them 2 more times. And I think they're clean. I don't know. They just
How come mine only got twice?
Because yours seemed to be okay. Well, I can do them again.
I'm nervous.
I don't know. They just don't seem the same anymore. They look at me like, what did you do to me?
Well, they weren't trail shoes. You should not have had those on. Your regular shoes you should not have had on for that race. But you don't have multiple pairs.
Well, I mean, I should have brought my old running shoes because I knew I wasn't going to be, like, they're still fine. They're not good for like pure running, but for a walk run, they would have been fine. And I would have had no problem throwing them out after the race. Not an issue because they're old. So what I should have done is brought those, but I didn't. We knew it was going to be a muddy mess, but I just didn't think about it. So in my mind, I was like, no, these are my running shoes. I got to wear these shoes. And now I'm like, oh, the thought of putting them back on, I just makes me cringe a little bit. So, but then I don't really want to go buy a new pair of shoes either because that makes me cringe as well. So
I think it's time to get over to the Naperville Running Club.
We'll see.
Unpaid sponsor.
We'll see. But I plan on getting back out there on Monday. I feel like
you paid for the plan.
I did. I paid for the plan.
And that's part of your motivation. We've learned.
It is. But I kind of just needed to get back into the swing of things of life after being gone. And I knew I wasn't going to do anything. I knew.
Well, that's your set point is not doing anything. So. To do anything
So now Monday. So Monday I'll start my plan. I'll start with week one on my plan. And
There we go. So this is running up over 50 minutes. So we're going to wrap it up. But there's a couple of things that definitely I want to say that the Pittsburgh food scene is strong. Like
strong.
It's good.
It was good.
We had really good meals. That first dinner at Spoon. With Karen and Lloyd. That was fantastic. Great wine. Great food. The church brewery thing.
Oh, yeah. Brew Church. Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic.
Food was very good there.
And the Andy Warhol Museum to me is...
That was really cool.
That was fantastic. And I mean, I liked all of them. Fort Pitt, the Heinz Museum, all the things that we did. I really had a good time.
Mount Washington was a little... but we got to walk down the mountain, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was weird. But we did it. So it was a good time. So all of the people who asked us, why are you going to Pittsburgh?
Why not? It was good.
You should go to Pittsburgh.
Yes. It's a short flight. It was a cheap flight.
Yeah, except for the boat tour guy who took credit for the Ferris wheel.
I know that.
That really bothered me.
It really bothered you.
But we did learn a lot about their bridges.
We did. And they have some beautiful bridges. So.
They do.
It was good.
And very, very talkative Lyft drivers.
Oh, yeah. Just
a lot of talkative guys. So, all right. Should we wrap this one up?
We're done.
Awesome. You've been listening to episode 54 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Thank you, as always, to Safar with his music, You Got Me Wrong. Social media at Fat Man Stories. The important part here is find us on whatever your favorite podcast app is. First subscribe, then rate and review us, then torture somebody else. Like if you've got a frenemy, like make them listen to this. Just like hit the download, like subscribe button on their app. But it really does help people find us. And we have to tell you to visit fatmanchronicles.com, get some swag at the shop button. And we also have to thank our patrons. We've got Christine, Linda, Julie, Rob, Amy, and John. Thanks so much for all your support. Now, everyone get out there and be better today.